The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Consider tripinsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from tripinsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the tripinsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Check us out online at facebook.com/cruiseradio.
On this show, we'll get a review of the Carnival Victory.
Yeah, Ed called that in. Ed McDonough, here in Jacksonville, so we'll look forward to that review.
But first, Stuart Shearer on the Cruise Guys here. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Matt. How's it going?
Delightful. Norwegian Cruise Line named their two upcoming ships today. What did they name them?
Well, for the second time, I guess two's a charm, but Norwegian Bliss finally made it to a cruise ship name. It was the high-ranking during the last go-around when they were naming Breakaway and Getaway, but NCL went in another direction. But, hey, Norwegian Bliss and Norwegian Escape are the two names of the two ships that are currently under construction or under development, first of which of these two new ships will be 2015, and if your anticipation can stand it, 2017.
Very good. Are any cruise passengers being affected by the government shutdown?
Well, there are. There are some ships that visited up in Maine or in Astoria on the West Coast. There are some national parks that cruise passengers do tend to visit. Passengers that are going to visit, let's say doing Hawaii cruises, either from the West Coast of Florida or from Honolulu, are unable to visit Pearl Harbor. Unbelievable. Volcanoes National Park.
Yeah.
There are certain destinations where cruise passengers are impacted by this unfortunate mess.
All right, then. Cruise ships in Bermuda can now operate their casinos while overnighting. Was there a fight to be able to do this?
In a short answer, Matt, no.
Okay.
But what has been demand for Bermuda cruises has been in decline over the past several years. And in order to maybe liven things up and maybe attract more people, they're allowing the cruise lines that are overnighting to open up their casinos.
Very well. Every once in a while we hear about a norovirus outbreak on a cruise ship, and it looks like some guests aboard a celebrity ship were the latest victims, I guess, is, for lack of a better word. What happened?
Well, unfortunately, 300 passengers on Celebrity Summit were hit by the norovirus, which is the stomach flu.
Yeah.
Over 300 to 400 million people worldwide. There are 30 million cases reported in the United States. So, we're not dealing with a huge number. Did have it, and this is something that it's an illness that you have for anywhere from 24 to 48 hours. And it was a 2-week Canada New England cruise that began in New Jersey. And unfortunately, during the course of the cruise, about 300 passengers came down with the norovirus. But it's important to know that this is not something that the cruise ship started. This is something that other passengers brought on the ship.
Yeah.
And this is why it's so important to wash your hands with soap and water. The hand sanitizer, I mean, that's great. It's better than nothing. But hand sanitizer does not kill the norovirus, the stomach flu bacteria. So it's very important that it's good soap and water, reduce your, person-to-person contact, shaking hands, but touching the railings. And if you're going to touch the salt and pepper, the bread basket, just be cognizant and make sure your hands are clean.
Of course. Carnival stock price recently hit a 52-week low. How long do you think it'll take to rebound?
Well, it's going to take a little bit of time, Matt, but these stocks are very, just like the cruising industry as a whole, are resilient. You're talking about a company that can turn profits, and we will definitely see Carnival Cruise Line itself on a rebound, and hopefully start to see prices going up for them as their images continue to improve, and passengers are showing renewed confidence in the line, but I don't think we're going to see it go much lower than it did around, I think it was like $32, but I think we'll see it at $33 to $35 in no time.
All right. It was said last week that they found more remains on Costa Concordia. Were these people already accounted for?
Well, they found two more bodies, and these were the two missing bodies.
Okay.
So they had found the remains of 30 other passengers and crew, and these were when they finally were able to rotate the ship into an upright position, they were then able to go searching for the remaining two passengers, which they did find.
Lastly, Bermuda is exploring opening another cruise pier. Will the demand for Bermuda support this?
Well, what's happening is, I mean, St. George is where they like to put the terminal, the cruise port. And that's essentially the side of the island where, let's say, the airport is. Right now, the closest port to there is Hamilton, but only the smaller ships can get into Hamilton, which is the middle part. The other ships have to go, to the King's Wharf area, which is on the northwestern tip of the island.
Mm-hmm.
And then they essentially have to go by a maximum security prison as they hit the Somerset Village, or they can head by ferry over to the Hamilton area, where you have the more of the tourist attractions. But right now, it's the overall demand for Bermuda isn't there. But trying to get the passengers closer to the tourist hotspots, like in Hamilton, are definitely something that Bermuda wants to do to help reattract more passengers and sustain what they've got.
Very good. Thank you, Stuart.
There you go. Have a great day.
Cruise Radio News, now trending at cruiseradio.net.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best, they have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being, and they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. tripinsurance.com.
We just love hearing your cruise ship reviews because it gives us another perspective for our listeners. So if you have one to call, if you just recently sailed or sailing in the future and want to talk about it when you get back, feel free to email us at comments@cruiseradio.net. Our review today comes from a local Jacksonville resident, Ed McDonough. So, Ed, first off, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you. I enjoy being here.
So, Ed, let's talk about Carnival Victory. You just returned back from a 5-night cruise out of Miami, Florida. You drove down to Miami from Jacksonville. What was that, about a 5-hour drive?
It was probably closer to at least 6 or so. We had some rain going down there. The drive itself was easy enough, but we just had some bad weather. But I don't like driving distances, but I would do it again because I enjoyed the trip.
Absolutely. And did you park at the port, or did you have like an off-site parking lot?
We parked at the port.
Very cool. Very
convenient. I just decided it was easier that way. We always take more luggage than we're supposed to or need, and so giving the luggage back and forth, we just thought that would be an easier.
Yeah, it might save you a couple bucks sometimes if you park off-site, but it's definitely the convenience factor plays in whenever you're traveling with a lot of luggage. So you get to Port Miami, you get to embarkation, and how was it? Was it flawless?
Actually, it was. You can board a couple of hours early if you're Platinum or if you're a VIP. And they, Carnival now has that new program where you can actually pay to become VIP and board early. I mean, it's just per cruise.
Let me ask you this, then, Ed. Let me stop you. It's faster to the fun. It's like $49.95 per stateroom. Do you feel, as a platinum member now of Carnival, that it kind of dilutes the platinum status?
No, actually, I don't.
No.
In fact, we did the Faster to the Fun on our previous cruise because we wanted to see what it was all about, see how it was. Because we're platinum, but our kids aren't, and we usually take our kids with us, or our adult kids. Mm-hmm. So we will probably do the Faster to the Fun on future cruises for them to be able to join us with the platinum part.
Awesome. So what was your first impression of Carnival Victory?
We loved it. It was kind of interesting. We were really early on there, and so there were certain things that were closed. But in general, the ship itself was beautiful, larger than we're used to. We usually sail on the Sensation or the Fascination, mm-hmm. so it was much larger than that. They have the big atrium kind of in the center, on the Lido deck where the pool is, and they have the theater, the outdoor theater. The slide is right there. We actually had an aft corner cabin, and so we took the elevator right in that area to go up, and they actually have an aft pool as well and bar.
Yeah, like a little solarium, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a retractable roof there?
Yeah, and it was just that. It was retractable, which was kind of interesting. First off, you know, when we got there, and it was covered up. And then a little while later, I watched them open it up, and that was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I know you're used to sailing on Carnival Fascination and Sensation, which are definitely the smaller class, fantasy class ships. And, of course, Victory is, I think, was the second ship, first or second ship in the Triumph class. I think second, now that I think about it. What were your impressions of your stateroom?
because it was just the two of us, we decided we'd go ahead and splurge and get the bigger room. And again, we had the corner with the wraparound balcony. The room itself was huge. And we walked in, and there was plenty of room to get around, which, you know, that's one of the biggest complaints I think people tend to have on cruise ships is the cabins are small, and, you know, you have to wait till somebody walks around to get around the end of the beds and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And this, I don't know if you've ever seen the room or not, but it's kind of almost like a triangular shape. And so there was plenty of room in there. You walk out onto the balcony, and it wraps all around the side. And it was just huge.
I am not as fancy as you, Ed. I can't afford big, fancy, premium aft balcony rooms. So so you unpacked. You're ready to go. You grab some lunch. What did you think of the food on Carnival Victory?
I liked it a lot. It's a little bit different than we're used to also. One of my favorites is the Mongolian barbecue, mm-hmm. and they actually don't have that on there. But they do have a Chinese section, and so we actually had that one day for lunch. I think that they have more areas for food, more of the buffet areas, so the lines weren't as long. They actually have the buffet back in the aft Lido deck.
Did you get to try out any of the steakhouses or anything?
No, I don't think they have the steakhouse.
They may not even had one, so no, that's probably why. I've never been on
because
Victory,
we had talked about it. Actually, we had talked about it. We were thinking about doing that, and we didn't. But I don't, like I said, I think we looked for it and couldn't find one.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, the ship hasn't undergone the Funship 2.0 innovations yet with the whole Guy's Burger joint and Blue Iguana Tequila Bar, Cantina, and all that stuff. But hopefully Victory will be pretty soon. I believe the ship is like 13 years old or so right now. Okay, so we talked about the food. Now let's flip the coin and talk about drinks. Carnival has that all-you-can-drink package. What is it called? The My Cheers program or something?
It's the Cheers program.
Did you get it?
And yes, we did. We absolutely did. It's, you know, I think that the downside is that, you know, you have to pay, you know, roughly, you know, you have to pay for everybody in the cabin. So, you know, my wife and I both had to buy the Cheers program. And so at the onset, it was roughly about $500 mm-hmm. For the two of us. However, our drinks were paid for. So at the end of the cruise, you know, the whole thing was paid for.
Except your wife's gambling bill.
Well, there was that too. But the drinks, it's anything. I think it's anything under $10, and there is a 15 drink limit.
Okay,
but we didn't get to the 15 drink limit either.
Oh, good.
my son probably would have, but we didn't. you know, to me that was really nice being able to just, you know, order whatever you wanted, whenever you wanted, and not have to worry about what the bill's going to be after the fact.
Awesome. What about the entertainment on the ship?
We went to a couple of the shows, mm-hmm. and we really enjoyed that as well. We went to a comedy club. We saw both the general and the adult comedy, and that was pretty good as well. And that's, you know, that's pretty standard across the board, I think. it was interesting to us to see the show, which was a little bit different because we're so used to kind of pretty much seeing the same show over and over because, you know, we always go on the same shifts.
Right.
But the auditorium where the show is was larger than usual, I think.
What ports did you hit?
Grand Turk, Half Moon Cay, and Nassau. That was our first time at Half Moon Cay and Grand Turk.
What did you think of both the places? Do you remember them, first off?
Well, I do.
Okay.
I was really excited about Grand Turk. We'd watched several YouTube videos, and it just looked like it was great, where they have the swim-up bar, you know, right kind of in the middle of the courtyard, and Margaritaville surrounds it, and some of the other areas. I'm trying to think, was there wasn't a Senior Frog, it was just the Margaritaville. But I'm generally not a pool person. I don't get in the pool, but I had to because of the bar. I was so excited about it. Got some videos, some pictures of it. They gave you the plastic cups, and the cups are designed as like blenders.
Yeah.
And so we had those and had the frozen margaritas. They put a shot in the shot, like a test tube, with another shot of tequila in the margarita as well. I loved it. I had a great time. Jackie probably doesn't remember it.
Nice. Yes, a dangerous combination. But yeah, I got to say, Grand Turk is pretty cool there. And I think the beach layout is really, really cool, where you're basically laying there with the cruise ships right in sight, so you can't worry about the ship leaving you because, you can pretty much swim to the ship from there.
Yes, absolutely. We saw the beach. We actually didn't make it down and hang out there. We really spent the time at Margaritaville. Half Moon Cay. The only complaint that I would have is that the ship drops you off kind of at one side of the island, and you kind of have to walk across, you know, walk across the whole island, but you're walking a fairly significant distance to get to the barbecue and to kind of the beach area. They do have a pretty cool bar that you walk through to get down to the beach.
Very cool. So you get back to Port Miami, and how was disembarkation?
Actually, it's quicker than the Fascination and Sensation. I wouldn't say they start earlier or anything. It just seemed to be about smoother and direct. Because we were platinum, we could pretty much disembark whenever we wanted. And we did wait till probably towards the end. But, I really didn't see a whole lot of lines by any means.
Yeah, overall assessment of Carnival Victory. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up. We'll do it again.
Very, very cool. From Jacksonville, Florida, listener Ed McDonough. As always, Ed, thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio, and I look forward to seeing you sometime soon. It's been what, 6 months or so?
Yeah, it's been a while. We need to get together. That would be great. Thank you for having me on the show. I enjoyed it and love being here.
All right, that's going to do it. Don't forget about our app, as always. Search Cruise Radio Live in your smartphone app store.
And don't forget about the Weekend Travel Show at weekendtravelshow.com.
Not sure why you're laughing. It's a good show. And if you live in Jacksonville, you can catch it on the AM dial, AM 600 WBOB. So many options.
Just search Weekend Travel Show in iTunes or go to weekendtravelshow.com.
From the Cruise Radio Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
This is Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio is recorded weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Download the Cruise Radio app. Hear Cruise Radio on TuneIn Radio, the Stitcher Radio Network, the Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, CruiseAddicts.com, and on our website at CruiseRadio.net. Follow Cruise Radio on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, and Tumblr. For advertising opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
The preceding Cruise Addicts talk show was a production of Cruise Radio.